It's the Gutter Show, the award-winning Gutter Show, of course. We're here on a Sunday morning in the studio. Nice to be back in the studio. We have started doing them again herein. I've got Ian Salmon, Mike Kearney and John Gibbons. We have a wide range of links to bring you. Some we are unashamedly bring you again because they keep cropping up in the tabloids, in the gutter press and various other locations. I want to cover off a few sort of broader transfer pieces that have been appearing in the media this week as well. Kev Palmer, we'll start with Kev, who a friend of the show, I think we'll say. Kev has talked about this week about how City United have signed Jadon Sancho, City are being linked with Kane and Grealish, we know about the Kane bid, Chelsea being weighing up a Haaland bid, and he's sort of mooting a sort of a perennial question about FSG and Liverpool, about when are they going to move away from their more cautious buy-to-sell model, as it's often perceived, or only spend what comes in revenue. I mean, we were just talking off camera, off air, about this, about how they perceive their investment, about how to take it forward. Is Liverpool, obviously, you know, FSG are to some extent unimpeachable in that they've brought success to Liverpool Football Club. It's taken 10 years, but they brought us a league, a European Cup, World Club Championship, Super Cup. So, you know, to an extent, fair play, lads. But fair play in a big way. But we are on a cusp of fretting about whether this is sustainable.
Yes. I'm fretting at the moment about whether this is sustainable. I've had flack in the past for being an FSG apologist because I think they've been, on the whole, pretty good owners. They've made some very serious mistakes in terms of the ticket price and obviously their involvement in the Super League. I think there's so many levels of their involvement in that. I can see the argument for the Super League when you look at what the option is from the actual already standing authorities behind the game. So I can see the argument. So I could half defend them on being interested in that as well. But I think what you've got at the moment is this weird position where they've been, it's not so much sell to buy, but they're cautious. They tend to invest around about 30 million of their own money each summer. It's kind of like you spend 30 million net, but even that's self-funded by the club pretty much. And their money tends to go to the building of the stands, the wages, and the whole Red Bear link up. We're told
but that those were, are loans.
They are loans. The buildings. Yeah, obviously, yeah. But that's where they put their money up and then get paid back for it. So they're not taking money out of the club, which makes them better owners than United's. Mm. But United's owners have just gone out and bought Jadon Sancho for 73 million, and whatever his wage level is, which has been reported roughly about 350 grand a week at the moment, he's been. We're told he's earning 150 grand a week, more than any of our top players.